This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Annie Sneed. Coral reefs are among the most productive ecosystems in the world. They're also in serious danger. Climate change and other threats are killing them off. But researchers have come up with an invention they think could help the reefs. 3D printed corals. At the heart of reef ecosystems lies a symbiosis between corals and algae.
Corals use light, they're photosynthesizing, so they have microscopic algae inside the tissues, and these use light to generate energy, and that energy is then transferred to the coral animal host. And the animal host in return transfers certain byproducts to the algae, and so they have a symbiosis going on.
Daniel Wang-Persert, a coral reef scientist at the University of Cambridge. This tight-knit bond between algae and corals is what makes reefs so incredibly productive. And because of this symbiosis, corals have evolved sophisticated skeletal and tissue structures for collecting sunlight.
So usually you would have this kind of rapid light attenuation, but through the skeleton, light is kind of pumped and guided into deeper, otherwise shaded areas. So there's lots of tricks that corals use, and in our work we copied some of them.
Wang-Persert and his colleagues imaged corals to analyze their skeletal and tissue makeup. They then used a 3D bioprinter to build an intricate structure that mimics real corals. The printed corals were made of biomaterials like cellulose and had algae embedded in them. And because the researchers were able to replicate coral structures so well, the algae grew tremendously, up to 100 times more densely than they normally grow in the lab. Wang-Persert says their 3D printed creation could be used as a medium to grow algae to produce bioenergy and also as a tool for studying the coral algae symbiosis.
At the same time, of course, there's many other ways how this technology can be further scaled and improved to create, I would say, something like artificial corals in the future. So this is just the first step where we recreated the animal host, but we are now continuing to further replicate this animal alga symbiosis, and we're developing model systems, and eventually, of course, it would be nice that this can have a direct applications in coral reef restoration.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Annie Sneed.